Good afternoon. Hello, Minnesota. Thank you. Picture this. When George W. Bush is president of the United States, and there is a Republican majority in both houses of Congress, Republican principles will be working for every American citizen. The Republican Party is the party of freedom, not dependency. It is the party of opportunity, not oppression. It is the party of hope, not handouts. But to simplify it even further, the Democratic Party is the party of government, big government, expensive government, while the Republican Party is the party of the American taxpayers. Now, I'm proud of America's taxpayers. They struggle to keep up with Washington's ever-growing demand for their hard-earned money. Now, they're willing to work two jobs. They're willing to go out without a new furnace or a summer vacation, but they pay their taxes on time. Yet they are the most used, abused, and underappreciated person in America. Well, you name it, and the government taxes it. Washington taxes love through the marriage penalty. Taxes old age by taxing Social Security benefits, and even taxes death through the death tax. Well, it's time we put the taxpayers first. Now, I look out at all these committed young people and wonder what the future holds for them if taxes continue to rise as they have in the past 50 years. Following World War II, the federal income tax claimed just 2% of a family's income. Today it's 24%, and if you factor in state and local taxes, and nearly 40% of every dollar that a worker earns goes to the government. Well, as the party of the taxpayers, the Republican Party is helping America's families. We took an important step in 1997 by passing the Graham's $500 per child tax credit. And today, it's allowing 24 million American families to keep a little bit more of their hard-earned money for themselves. Now, last month, despite veto threats, the Republican-led Congress passed legislation to eliminate the marriage penalty, to wipe out the death tax, and to repeal President Clinton's 1993 tax increase on our seniors' Social Security benefits. Now, when George W. Bush is in the White House, working together with the Republican Congress, American taxpayers will have the tax relief they deserve based on the Republican principles of freedom, of opportunity, and of hope. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr.